what does this moment feel like for you?
It's been crazy. It's been different, like, from everything. I'm just been, like, to be honest, just trying to soak everything in since I've been back, like, just the new experiences and things like that that obviously I'm not used to. So it's all just been, I mean, it's super unique and something that I've been thinking about these past few weeks. And just, I mean, it hadn't even really started yet, to be honest with you.
I was gonna say, when did it hit you that you wouldn't be wearing a Hawks jersey anymore?
When did it hit me? Yeah. When I got to DC and I got off that plane, took a deep breath and just was in a different space and I was happy and got a new home, and that's when I really knew and got to the arena and saw all the love that they showed me there, and the elevation. I don't know if it was just one moment that made me feel like DC was home, but yeah, it's been a couple moments so far.
That's
right.
I don't know if you've thought about this, but what do you want your legacy to be?
Oh, I've definitely thought about that. I mean, for me, I just want my legacy to be remembered as somebody who always, I mean, gave their, 110% like effort every time they were here. Had a big impact on like the kids, the youth. Like for me, growing up in Oklahoma, like going to games and NBA games as a kid, like that being like a big outlet for me, for my dreams to feel like they could become true someday. So for me to like have that same type of impact on the next kid, that's what I want my legacy to be.
And I know you put out a statement, but what do you want to say to Hawks fans? Do you have a big word that you
want to
say to the Hawks fans?
Oh yeah, I mean, that's like, for me, that's a big reason why I'm like even accepting doing this. Like for me, I just wanted the Hawks fans to know like how much I mean, love and appreciate them, like, since day one, like, from getting drafted, I mean, obviously the trade and things like that, like, but for me to come in and I still find a way to make a name for myself, make a name for my team, and try to put this city, I mean, on the map where people were talking about us, and you can't do that without the fans. Like, the fans showed us so much love throughout the years that I was here, even the years that we was down, like, it felt like there was still a lot of love. So, I mean, I got so much love for this city and these fans.
Hey.
Hey
there.
I thought off of that, you did so much for the community while you were here, but not just you, your wife as well, and your kids were a part of that as well. How's your wife, how's your family settling in a new city, and in what ways do you hope to impact that area the way you did here in Atlanta with your wife?
Yeah, definitely. My wife and two kids definitely, I mean, had just as much of an impact, and the city's impacted them in a big way too. I mean, my daughter was born here. I mean, both my kids went to school around here. I mean, I got to take them. I had like my whole dad day just taking my son to school. So like little things like that. Like, I mean, I'll never forget those memories, and that's what I mean. I was talking to my wife earlier about like those types of things that we've been through here, and it's just reminiscing on like so many good times, so many good memories here. I definitely want to bring that to DC too, obviously. Like wherever I go, I want to leave a mark on the community and the kids and the next generation coming up. So that's not going to change going to DC. And I mean, all those people up there understand that. And I like to show my actions more than just talk about it too.
Hey, Trey. Welcome back to Atlanta First of All. We did see that you posted the hourglass on your story the other day. Mm-hmm. As Hawks fans, we just want to know, is it possible that you may make your Wizards debut in Atlanta on Thursday?
I've been leaving it up to the doctors and our team. I've been just following the plan. The plan's been going good so far. And I mean, you never know, but I mean, we'll see. I'm just following that plan.
Trey, you talked about the moment, how you felt the moment when you realized that you were actually trading. But the night that you were actually trading, you were walking through that tunnel for the last time. Take us through what you were going through mentally when you knew this was the last time of walking through this Atlanta Hawks tunnel.
I mean, yeah. So it's crazy. Like, I mean, I think a lot of people would probably assume when I walked back during the game the first time that I knew I was traded. Like, I was just going back there to, like, literally just, to be honest with you, I was just going back there to check my phone just in case or something. Like, see if my agent had called or anything, because something could have happened that day. I didn't know, and I was just checking to see if my agent had called. And I went back, and that just got announced a minute ago. And for me, I didn't even want to know if I did get traded during the game. That's why I kind of went right back out real quick, and because I wanted to be with my team, my brothers, and like all the people that we put in so much work in, like training camp and the summer, and I mean over the years, like Jalen and Dyson and Nikhil and all these guys, Keaton. Like, I just wanted to be out there with those guys for if it was one last time, like that whole time, and not to be worried about anything else, and for them to understand that that's why I was here and that's why I showed up. So I kind of rushed back out there, and then I guess everybody else had already knew before I even got back out. So I guess people in the stands were saying stuff. And so, but that's kind of how you saw those reactions. So, but I just wanted to come back out there for this game.
Craig, how strange was it for you to walk into the visitors' locker room and not go into the home locker room? And is it kind of bittersweet? Like, would you rather be playing in your own debut, like when you're coming back with the Wizards, instead of not being able to play?
Yeah, that's a great question. To your first point, I've only been in this like this visiting locker rooms for like concerts and stuff. And, like, I mean, all these guys when they come here and they have these concerts or shows and things like that. So I've only been back there for that, and so it is weird. It's something I'm gonna have to get used to, of course, coming back here, and I'm looking forward to being with this team and doing that. But what was your second question?
Are you, like, is it bittersweet that you weren't able to play and
yes.
you return? Like, are you thinking about that moment?
Definitely. When I got traded and was I mean, still, I mean, you have to go through a whole process of, I mean, physicals and things like that, and then trying to rehab while you're doing all that stuff is tough. And then, so when I was doing my rehab stuff, obviously I wanted to hopefully be back in time to play. And I've just been following the track, the path that our medical team has put me on, and I'm in a great spot right now. And I wish I could have played tonight, my first night here, but I just wasn't in God's plan. So I'm gonna be playing back here a lot in the future.
Who do you think you'll play this year?
I'm gonna follow my team's plan on that, but it's a good sign.
Trey, is there anything that you can say that will forever connect you to the city?
Say that question again? I'm sorry.
Is there anything you could say or just one word you could say that will forever connect you to the city?
One word, like, I don't know. I hope it's just love. Like, I hope it's just, like, love. Just genuine love for me and my family to the city and to the rest of their family, to... You know what I'm saying? To everybody, like my teammates that have been a part of this, to even some of y'all in the media that like I've seen for so many years, and like we've got into it maybe a couple times, but like it's still love at the end of the day. Like this is like it's genuine love. Like the stuff that I do in the community every season, like in holidays, like it's something that like I genuinely love doing. And so I hope that's just the one word that you can connect me with the city.
Megan McPheek, Money Mill Sports Network. First off, welcome back. You mentioned the brotherhood that you had here in Atlanta. You haven't been in D.C. very long, but fans have already been able to see you on the sideline, hyping up your teammates, your new teammates, if you will. What has that process been like, acclimating yourself, but as well, too, fans got to see you the other night against the Hornets, warm up for the first time. What was that moment like for you as well?
Yeah, that was an unbelievable moment, just being able to get out and get some shots up on the court in that gym. I've been looking forward to getting some shots up in that arena. I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of people in that arena. That's been one of the most things that I'm looking forward to the most is just getting up shots and being around those guys. And obviously you can tell like on the sidelines, like I'm super supportive of my guys. And I just want to see them all put on a show and succeed as much as they can. And I've had young teams before here in Atlanta, and I feel like for me, like having that experience, I know how to like kind of gel with young guys, and even we have a lot of foreign guys too on this team. I think I may have more in in D.C. So I'm used to having foreign players that I can get along with. And even if they're speaking different languages on the side, I can still maybe get a hint of what they're saying. But it's part of like building that chemistry and just being around them. And that it's important for when it comes to playing on court.
If the Hawks put a Cody Vimeo up on the board tonight, how do you think
you'll handle those moves? I don't know, bro. I've been thinking about that this whole time, and for me, of course, like if they do that, that is probably one thing that is a plus about not playing right now. So I can maybe get some emotions out the way on the first time and not be so emotional every time.
Trey, going back to it, you said a few minutes ago, you know, when it hit you, you were good. What was there a moment, was there a time before the trade happened where you kind of felt like maybe your time in the playing had ran its course before that trade was in position?
Yeah, I mean, the hardest part, I feel like even in every field, is sometimes like you're there for so long and you kind of just feel like your stay is not as welcomed as much anymore, and that's okay, you know what I'm saying? And like, that's life. Like, I feel like that's in every field, like no matter what we do. So, and we play a sport and that's not necessarily fair, you know what I'm saying? Nothing's ever fair in life, and you just have to make what's due. I mean, I wasn't healthy this year, KP wasn't healthy this year, so there's a lot of things that we could have done, and but that's neither here nor there. That's the past, and everything happens for a reason. And I'm happy to be where I'm at, and everything is God's plan, man. I believe in the man above, and so for me, that's why I think I'm where I'm at, and gonna have success going forward.
Take two more questions.
Trey, being with the same team for most of your career, and was there any challenges or something that you didn't expect that you had to adjust to through this transition?
No, I mean, for me, like I went into this with an open mind. I didn't try to expect anything or think about it too much. Like for me, like I knew this is a new experience for me, and I know everybody else around me knows it's a new experience for me. And the best part about being with this organization, they've made it so like comfortable for me just in this transition. And a lot of them have known me since I was in high school. A lot of them here in OKC and things like that. So like them making it a lot very, very easy for me in the transition has made the transition way smooth. So I didn't really expect anything. So that's why I'm just being happy where I'm at and taking it day by day.
Mentioned the love that you feel
for the fans and just love being a part of this kind of moment, but explain some more of the emotions you're kind of feeling right now, how you might feel when you actually go out there and see some fans maybe somewhere in New Jersey.
Yeah,
for me, I don't even know what to feel right now, to be honest. Like, it's easy to say that you live in the moment, but it's so hard to do. Like, it's so easy to look ahead. It's so easy to, like, try to prepare yourself for something in the future that is unpromised. But I think it's even harder to live in the moment. And for me, that's what I'm trying to do right now, is just not focus on anything else in the future, what's going on 10 minutes from now, an hour from now, or tomorrow. I just want to focus on what's going on right now and soak everything in, because you only get one first experience. So I'll never have to do this again. And thankfully, because I don't know if I could do it over and over again.
Thank you.
Thank you.